The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I am Ira Melman in Washington with Healthy Living. One of the most common birth defects throughout the world is a cleft lip. Babies born with a cleft lip may also have a cleft palate, where the roof of the mouth is split. These birth defects can be repaired surgically. However, unless that's done, it can result in significant disabilities and even death. More now from VOA's Carol Pearson.
Before Daniel Trulio was born, an ultrasound showed Daniel had a cleft lip and a cleft palate. That's when Dr. Albert O at Children's National Medical Center started planning Daniel's surgery. O says the ultrasound shows how severe a cleft is.
You can also tell in terms of whether it's one-sided or both-sided, and it also gives you a chance to look for other potential associated problems that these babies can have.
Daniel was also born with a small jaw, a complication that can accompany a cleft palate or lip. Doctors created a hole from the front of his neck into his windpipe so Daniel could breathe. The procedure is called a tracheostomy, or trach for short. 9 in 10 children with a cleft lip or cleft palate can die without surgery, according to Dr. William McGee. McGee founded Operation Smile to repair cleft lips and palates more than 35 years ago. He spoke via Skype.
More people die every year in our world from lack of access to surgery than die from malaria, AIDS, and TB combined.
Operation Smile and similar charities teach repair techniques to doctors in developing countries. Also, McGee says Operation Smile is heavily involved in research. A genetic mutation accounts for only about a third of the cases, so scientists are still searching for other causes. As for Daniel, he had his cleft palate fixed in May of 2017. He needs more surgeries to extend his jaw and fix his teeth, but there's a world of difference between the baby he was then and the toddler he is today. Robin Trulio, Daniel's mother, reflects on these changes.
He was getting sick a lot, frequent colds, and he got pneumonia a few times. He needed a lot more care, but like right now, he doesn't get sick. If he does, it's resolved quickly. He's definitely living a happy, healthy life.
Carol Pearson, VOA News, Greencastle, Pennsylvania.
This has been Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.